WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Death will get slightly more costly under new fee increases for the Wood County Coroner's Office. Melissa Kay has more.
The Wood County Board signed off unanimously on increases to cremation and death certificate fees at their December meeting.
The coroner's office is not some place that is, you know, profit-driven or profit-motivated. It is somewhere where we need to break even for those services. And as those costs have increased from all the providers, we have to cover those costs.
That's Wood County Board Chair Lance Plimmel. He and every Wood County Board member voted to pass these fee increases. Plimmel says without them, the coroner's office could face a potential budget shortfall. The increases are modest. Death certificate signing and cremation fee permits will go up by $3 each, from $112 to $115. In total, the fee increases are expected to add another $3,700 for the coroner's office.
We were fine this past year going in, but as we see increased costs on cremation and all those other services, we have to adjust our costs to be able to cover that.
In a memo recommending the change, Wood County Coroner David Patton said the cost of everything from body bags to postage is increasing. Still, he says the increases will keep Wood County, quote, in the middle of the pack, unquote, when compared to other funeral homes. As of December 2nd, there were 1,103 deaths in Wood County. The coroner's office signed 284 death certificates and 829 cremation permits. At the same meeting last month, the Wood County Board also approved a plan for releasing opioid reimbursement money and another plan from the Highway Department to buy property.
The winter free fishing weekend is coming up. The Wisconsin DNR is hosting the annual event on January 17th and 18th. This free fishing weekend gives everyone an opportunity to give winter fishing a try without purchasing a fishing license, trout stamp, or salmon stamp, with only a few exceptions. Most trout streams are open, but there are several that remain closed to fishing. For the trout streams that are open, only artificial lures are allowed, and you must release all trout that you catch. For information on how to safely eat other fish you catch, review the DNR's Safe Eating Guidelines. Check with local bait shops and fishing clubs for ice conditions before venturing out. Bag limits, size limits, and species restrictions remain in effect. State lawmakers will consider legislation to make statewide ballot referendum questions more clear for voters. The proposed bill would require the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau to provide a plain language summary of any statewide ballot referendum questions, ensuring voters know exactly what a yes vote or no vote would do without being confused by technical language. The Attorney General is currently responsible for preparing explanations of each question, which can't be written in a way where a no vote approves a referendum and a yes vote rejects it. If passed into law, the bill would remove that responsibility from the Attorney General and require the Legislative Reference Bureau to draft both the referendum and explainers. The bill was written by Republican state lawmakers and has support from voting rights groups like the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and the League of Women Voters. In recent years, statewide referendums have been used by Republican lawmakers seeking to circumvent vetoes by Governor Tony Evers. A former alder has re-entered the race for city council. Keene Winters previously represented District 6 and was unsuccessful in a bid for mayor nearly a decade ago. According to the Wausau Pilot and Review, Winters sued Wausau in 2016 over its handling of an internal investigation into his conduct. The city agreed to a nearly $100,000 settlement to resolve his claims. An outside attorney later concluded the city's process was flawed and did not follow appropriate procedures. Keene faces Mario Diaz in the race for the District 6 seat, which will be left open by Alder Becky McElhaney. The Polar Plunge for Special Olympics Wisconsin is returning to Wausau next month. The February 19th event is an alternative plunge and will use a mobile plunge unit, which is a large metallic bin filled with water, according to the Wausau Daily Herald. The event will be hosted by the Wausau Police Department and Wausau East and Wausau West High Schools at Tom Field. It will include a Cool Schools event from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., followed by a community plunge from 2:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. For information on how to register, visit the Wausau Polar Plunge webpage. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new initiative to expand access to HIV and STI testing. Through a partnership with Simple Health Kit, the agency is offering a limited supply of free at-home test kits for residents who either may not live near a free testing site or are unwilling to go in person. Anyone 18 years or older can request a kit through Simple Health Kit's website. Samples are returned by mail and results will be available 48 hours after arriving at a lab. DHS officials will follow up with anyone who tests positive to connect them with further treatment options. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
What's next for the Packers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers losing to the Vikings 16-3. Clayton Tune struggled at quarterback, completing just 6 of 11 passes with no touchdowns, and says that Jordan Love spoke to the team after the loss.
You know, just move past this one and get our minds ready for the playoffs, and we have an opportunity to do something special. And so he was just kind of refocusing everyone's mind and getting everyone prepared mentally for, you know, what we have ahead of us.
The Packers head to Chicago this Saturday to play the Bears in the first round of the playoffs. Kickoff at Soldier Field, 7 o'clock. College football. UW River Falls beat the defending champs North Central 24-14 to win their first ever Division III national championship. The game played last night at the Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio. NBA, the Bucks coast to a win over the Kings 115-98 to kick off their West Coast trip. Giannis with 37 points and 11 rebounds. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a little patchy fog this morning. It's going to stay mostly cloudy here through the day today with a high right around 33 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with a little light snow and freezing drizzle possible. We'll drop into the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, little light snow in the morning with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.